There were four drawers in the desk. The deep one on the left contained a box of A4 printing paper. The drawer above it revealed an arrangement of open cardboard boxes filled with various items of stationery. Paperclips, drawing pins, staples, a post-it pad, pens, pencils, erasers. The deep drawer on the right held a box of clear plastic sleeves for filing documents in clip folders. Lying on top of it was an aerosol can with a handwritten label, N-N-diethyl-3-methylbenzamide. Enzo lifted it out and examined it. He held it in the air, expelled a tiny blast, and sniffed, wrinkling his nose.
"Mosquito repellent?"
"Yes," Jane nodded. This was clearly not news to her.
"Are you troubled by mosquitoes here?"
"Not much. There's usually an onshore breeze that keeps us relatively insect-free." Enzo laid the aerosol back in the drawer and slid open the one above it. Here was a strange arrangement of clear plastic tubing, exiting from either end of a transparent plastic film container of the kind that used to hold rolls of film in the pre-digital age. Enzo frowned.
"It's called a pooter, apparently," Jane said, "for catching single insects. You use one end as a mouthpiece and suck the creatures in through the other end to trap them in the container."
Enzo pulled off the lid and saw that the mouthpiece tube had a tiny square of gauze stuck over one end. Its purpose was obvious. He put it back in the drawer and picked up the only other item, a small bottle of clear liquid. He held it up.
"You know what this is?"
"I had it analyzed. It's lactic acid. No one seems to know what he might have used it for."
Enzo thought about it for a long time.
"Lactic acid," he said at length, "particularly in combination with carbon dioxide, is a well-known mosquito attractant."
"Oh," Jane seemed surprised. "No one's come up with that before."
"Strange, though." Enzo turned it over in his mind. "Repellent in one drawer, attractant in another."
"Well, he worked with insects all the time, so who knows what he might have used them for."
Enzo closed the drawer and looked at the desk diary open in front of him.
"The diary was open at this page?"
"Yes."
Enzo flipped back several pages, screwing up his eyes to read the entries.
"Doctor's appointments," he said. "Twice a week, by the looks."
"He was getting some kind of palliative treatment for the cancer. It didn't seem to be doing him much good, though."
Enzo returned to the entry for Monday, September 24th, the day Killian was murdered, and reached into his canvas shoulder satchel to retrieve his half-moon reading glasses. He smiled ruefully over them at Jane.
"Vanity has to take a back seat to clarity these days, I'm afraid."
And he returned his attention to Killian's final entry. He read it out loud.
"P. I was lighting a fire, but now there's no more time, and all I'm left with is a half-warmed fish in the pouring rain. Rain."